You boarded your dog with the defendant.
Being that he's an older dog, I wanted it very relaxed for him.
She tried to pamper their pooch.
He was such a sweetheart, I took him home with me. He spent the night in my home.
But the sleepover...
The dog injured his foot while in your care.
Correct.
Had the owners howling.
You did not take the dog to the vet.
No.
Did she give you an emergency number?
Absolutely not.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Kelsey and Joshua Branstad are suing dog caregiver Deborah Hall for vet bills after their boxer was injured while in her care.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, that's case number 33 on the calendar, the matter of Branstad versus Hall.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ma'am, have a seat.
Mr. and Mrs. Branstad, according to your complaint, you boarded your dog with the defendant, and your dog was injured while in her care.
Correct.
Do you want to be compensated and want her to take care of the vet bills for the dog? Have you boarded your dog with Ms. Hall before?
No.
How did you find her?
I drive by her location every day on the way to drop my son off at daycare. I saw the boarding place. I Googled
it. What kind of a boarding place is it? Is it a regular kennel?
Yes.
Is that right?
Dog boarding and grooming.
How long have you had the business?
In that location, about a year and 3 months.
And prior to that?
I've been in the industry for 35 years.
Okay. What kind of a dog do you have?
A boxer.
How old?
8.
When did you leave him?
Yes.
With Miss Hall?
I dropped him off on Friday, January 27th.
Did you leave him with Miss Hall or with an associate?
With Miss Hall.
Is that correct?
Correct.
Now, when she dropped him off, did you put his leash on to take him back where he was going to be spending his week or a few days?
No, I did not. She did not bring a leash, and I try not to use leashes. There's a back patio.
It's okay. So the dog followed you to the back patio?
After she had left, yes.
How far is it from where she dropped the dog off to the back patio?
Maybe 30 feet.
Okay. Then what happened?
She didn't do the paperwork that I requested. She left.
You didn't request any paperwork.
No, no, don't speak to her. Don't speak to her. Tell me, Ms. Hall, what the process was with Ms. Branstad when she came in.
She brought the dog in.
She brought the dog in. Did she speak to you before, or was this the first time you saw her?
The first time I'd seen her, but I'd spoke to her on the phone.
And when you spoke to her on the phone, she said she was bringing the dog in for how long?
For 3 days.
And you told her how much it would be?
Yes, ma'am.
What did you tell her?
I told her $20 per day. Please do not bring any toys that he could fight with other dogs with.
$20 per day, don't bring any toys.
Right.
And she said, fine, I'll bring him in on January 27th, 2012. Yep. Did she tell you what time she would be there?
She said it would be sometime in the middle of the day. And
did she come in the middle of the day?
Yes.
And tell me, when she walked in with the dog, she introduced herself. I'm Miss Branstad.
Right.
And continue. Let me hear.
She said, this is Boss. We had an appointment. I said, great. Continued to talk to the dog, talk to her. I asked her, are there any medical concerns, any issues that I need to be aware of? Can you fill out this paperwork so I know if there's any emergency contacts, any vet that I need to contact in case something happens, which with live animals is always possible. And she had the paperwork in front of her, proceeded to act like she was filling it out. And when she was done, she put the dog food on top of the paperwork and proceeded to tell me that she was late, she was in a hurry, she had to go, and she left.
Okay. Did she give you an emergency number?
Absolutely not.
Did you have any number for her?
The only one that I had written in my appointment book, which I believe is her cell phone number.
Okay, so you had a phone number for her?
Yes.
Then you took the dog in the back?
Yep, took the dog in the back, spent some time with him, tried to figure out who he would be most likely to play with, to socialize with.
Okay.
My facility is a no kennel facility. They don't need to be locked away while the owner's gone. They need to play. They need to be a dog. So when I figured out who he could spend time with, he was such a sweetheart, I decided, okay, I live maybe 50 feet from the facility. I took him home with me. He spent the night in my home.
Now, when Ms. Branstad called you initially when she set up the appointment, if I were leaving my dog, there would be certain things that I would ask. One of the things that I would ask is, do you cage the dogs? Are they kenneled? Do they have free reign of the premises? Did she ask you those questions?
She did, and I told her, again, it's a no-kennel facility. I want the dog to be happy. They don't need to be in a wire cage while they're here.
And did she ask you how many other pets were there?
She asked me how many I take in at any given time. And I said, I only take the number that are safe.
So you didn't give her a number?
No.
How many dogs did you have on the 27th of January?
On the 27th of January, I had the three dogs that I own, and I believe two others.
Do you have any records that would indicate to you what the other two dogs were?
I do. One was a dog by the name of Weenie, and he was a very small dachshund, thus the name Weenie. And Cody was a Cocker Spaniel.
And your three dogs?
Yes, I do.
And your three dogs live with you in your home?
Correct.
Was the little dachshund a sweet dog?
Oh, yes. Yes.
And what about the Cocker Spaniel?
Wonderful dog.
Then why did you decide to take the boxer home with you?
He went home with me because I wanted him to get used to being with my standard poodle who works with me. And being that he's an older dog, I wanted him to be able to relax and not be in, shall we say, a business setting. I wanted it very relaxed for him.
Well, but in your home, there were three other dogs. And in your facility, there were only two other dogs.
Right. But in my facility, there's so many people coming and going, bringing dogs in for grooming and asking questions, doing tours of the place before they bring their dog in. He gave me the indication he wanted to just lounge around and just relax. So that's what I gave him.
So you took him home 50 feet. Within the 3 days that this dog was supposed to be with you, did you have occasion to call the plaintiff?
I did.
On what date?
It was the 28th.
So the next day?
Yes.
Tell me why you called her the next day.
I called her the next day because he had been running through the house and I was getting ready to go to work. And when I say go to work, everybody gets excited because they go with me. And they were playing, getting rambunctious. Well, Boss, her dog, came through the kitchen with my poodle on the other side of the kitchen. There's a table in the middle, so they're all running around it. And when they met up at the door, he misstepped on two stairs. And he, shall we say, sprained his foot.
Okay, so you called him because he injured his foot.
Yes.
So Mr. and Mrs. Branstad are correct that the dog injured his foot while in your care.
Correct.
Well, that's not what you said in your answer, so this becomes an easier case. You picked up the dog when?
I picked up the dog on the 29th.
Did you take the dog to the vet on the 28th?
When I called her, I told her specifically, I said, Boss missed a couple of steps when we were on our way out the door. I said, he's limping, but he's weight-bearing.
So the answer is you did not take him to the vet?
She advised me that...
No, she's not there. You're the expert. You're the boarder. You have a vet because you have three dogs. So you did not take the dog to the vet?
No.
When you came home, on what date did you take the dog to the vet?
We took the dog to the vet on Tuesday, January 31st.
On what date?
Tuesday the 31st.
2 days later?
Correct.
Correct.
Why did you wait 2 days?
Well, Your Honor, can I speak a little bit to what she said before?
So far, she's totally liable. I'm asking you now a question.
Right.
Why did you wait? I mean, you brought the dog back on the 29th.
Yep. When I picked the dog up on the 29th, he was limping on the way out to the car, which she said he would be. My car was parked right outside of her facility. I helped him into the car. I drove to my parents' house to get my infant son, and I drove back home. I took the dog and my son inside, and I said... to my husband, please take over the dog. I need to take care of her son.
She took care of unpacking from the weekend. She took care of our son. I went outside and attended to Boss, started to try to play with him, noticed that he wasn't able to bear any weight on his right front leg. At that time, I went to a local pharmacy. I picked up an ACE bandage, stabilized his leg. That next morning, we called the vet right away. I explained the situation, that he wasn't bearing any weight. They explained to me, you should bring him in tomorrow. We don't have any availability today.
Fine. Can I see the vet bill, please?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
We lived together until April of 2012, so we really wasn't sleeping on this case, but now it's over.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Kelsey and Joshua Branstad say... dog caregiver Deborah Hall is responsible for vet bills. The Branstads claim their dog was injured while in Deborah's care.
Okay, if she's boarding her dog in your facility, not a wise thing to take the dog to your house. Probably would not make any difference with regard to the ultimate resolution in this case. But clearly, because you brought the dog to your home, which was a different kind of setup than what you had told her you had, and maybe she would have said to you, fine, you want to take the dog to your house? Take the dog to your house. That would even be nicer. But that wasn't your agreement. And the dog was hurt in your house. You know, it would be sort of akin to she boarded the dog in your facility and you decided to take the dog to the mall and the dog got hurt in the mall. Well, that would certainly be outside the scope of what she believed was going to be the care of her animal. In any event, you've been in business for a long time. You know the vet bill is yours. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,500. Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Well, I have an 8-month-old son. I was dropping him off too, and life gets crazy.
What I should have done, what I legally should have done, is turn the dog over to the city as an impound abandoned animal.
I don't think there's any intention here, but I think there's always two good sides to a story.
I can't deal with dishonest people.
We told the truth, she lied, we won, we got our money.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Mandel versus Fury, step forward.
Adam Mandel is suing his ex-girlfriend, 24-year-old Elizabeth Fury, for a loan to pay association dues.
Mr. Mandel, you and Miss Fury were a couple for a period of time.
Yes.
You met her, she was employed at a family business?
Is it a corporation? I just own an interest in the corporation. I never received a check, so no, I don't.
What?
It's owned by a corporation, so it's not a family business.
I said she was employed by a family business. The answer is either yes or no.
Yes.
Why does everything have to be such a mitzia? And that's how you met her?
Yes.
Your complaint alleges that some 2 years ago, you advanced her by way of a loan, $2,000.
Correct.
And she hasn't paid you back.
Correct.
Where have you been for 2 years?
I was actually trying to collect the money from her, and she kept telling me through email that she would pay me back, she would pay me back. And so far, nothing has come up, so now we're in court.
I would like to see those emails. As soon as I get them up here, I'll get the story. Is what you're telling me in 2012 was the first time you started to have conversations about repayment of this $2,000? Because that's all I have, is $2,000.
Okay. Yes.
So now the story is, you moved into a condo that Miss Fury was living in. The condo, according to the papers that I have here, was owned by Miss Fury's father. Her arrangement with her father was that she would take care of the association fees. You had been living prior where, sir?
My father's.
At your father's house. So you move from your father's house, and your father is involved in this family business, is that right? Which is a bar?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And Miss Fury was working in the bar as a bartender?
Yes.
Correct? So you moved into Miss Fury's apartment and paid no rent while you were there?
Correct.
She was paying the association fees. You had no expenses. Problem was, Miss Fury got behind in the association fees, and in order to, according to you, catch up, you gave her $2,000.
Correct.
Now, when did you move into the apartment, Mr. Mandel?
September of 2010.
And how long did you stay there?
I stayed there until April of 2011.
So, September, October, November, December, January, February, March, April.
Yes.
At 8 months.
Yes.
And how much rent did you pay?
Zero. We actually made a deal to where I would be paying for the cable TV, and I have documentation for that as well.
I'm just asking you, how much rent did you pay?
Zero.
Zero?
Yes.
And was it a nice condo?
It was nice.
It was nice?
Nice, yeah.
Where are you living now?
My own home. I bought a house in Big Lake.
Good. You pay a mortgage?
Yes.
How much a month?
Roughly $900.
Is that reasonable for rent? Or mortgage, is that reasonable in your judgment, or is that expensive?
I guess it's expensive.
What would you say is reasonable? Give me some idea of moderate.
$400. Yeah.
So you had a moderate rent for the 8 months that you were living with Miss Fury.
Yes.
You would have paid $3,200 in rent, right?
Yes.
That would have been just for you.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
That would be a wash. Ball is in your court. Now I've got the drill. Talk to me.
We'll
cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Adam Mandel says ex-girlfriend Elizabeth Fury borrowed money to pay her association dues and has never paid him back.
Now, after you moved out of Ms. Fury's apartment, where did you move to?
My new home.
And that was in April of 2011?
Yes.
And did Ms. Fury move in with you?
She did.
And how long did she stay there?
She stayed there, I believe, until February of 2012.
Is that correct?
Yes.
How much rent did you pay?
None.
April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December, January, February. You have 11 months rent-free. That would be a wash. So, Ms. Fury, ball is in your court. Now I've got the drill. You lived rent-free, he lived rent-free, except that he's out $2,000. Talk to me.
When the incident happened with the association fees, he offered to give me the money so that my dad wouldn't have to have the judgment.
Not he offered. He doesn't know that you're behind in the association fees unless you tell him.
Yes.
So you had to tell him at some point. Now, I know it's 2 years ago, so it's a long time ago, but I actually can't fault Mr. Mandel because you lived together until April of 2012, so he really wasn't sleeping on this case. You know, you lived together, you weren't paying rent, he wasn't paying rent, but now it's over. So you said to him...
I told him that the association was taking my dad to court for the past due association fees and that I didn't have the money to pay them.
Hold on a second. How long had you been living in the townhome?
About a year.
And the association fees were how much a month?
$117 a month.
Well, then part of the association fees were accrued before you were even living there, when your father was there.
He didn't move in when he first bought the house. I think it was
I don't
in June.
Care whether he moved okay. in or not, but you weren't living there. So part of the association fees that were delinquent were your father's responsibility.
Okay.
Well, you telling me, I'm just doing the math.
He bought the house in June of 2009, so the association, we paid it for the first few months, and then I couldn't pay it starting in about September of 2009, and so it accrued from September of 2009 until the lawsuit happened.
Until 2010?
Yes.
That's not $2,000.
There were lawyer fees added on top and late fees for the lawsuit.
Judge, would you like the documentation? I have it right
here. I would, actually. So, Ms. Fury, truth is that you and your father became delinquent on these association fees before Mr. Mandel moved in.
Yes.
All right. So, go. I want to know why you don't owe him the $2,000.
When he gave me the $2,000 to pay it off, he told me not to worry about having to pay him back, that, you know, we were a team and we would, you know, fix it together.
Well, what did you do to fix it?
Well,
you just took his $2,000.
I didn't do anything, but yeah.
You know, team works together.
Yes.
So what did you do to fix it?
I didn't do anything to fix it.
Well, you got to do something to fix it.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by... Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, I would feel absolutely differently, Mr. Mandel, and I'm going to tell you right now, I would feel differently if you lived with her in her father's condo where there are $100 a month fee. You live there rent-free. It would be reasonable for you to pay $400 a month rent, $300 a month rent. So if it cost you $2,000 in the 8 months that you lived there, and it was 2 years ago, goodbye. But then she moved into your house, and she lived there much longer and paid you no rent.
Correct.
So that was clearly what your arrangement was, that while you were living in each other's premises, you weren't going to be paying each other any rent. So this was clearly something that was not a joint debt. If anything, it was yours. Is this your father?
Mm-hmm.
It was yours and your father's debt, not his.
Yes.
Pay him. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $2,000. That's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Carol's a very wealthy person. She likes to go around telling people that she can afford this, that, and the other.
You didn't evidently find that to be a turnoff.
We worked together for a year. I had to be friendly with her.
Next Judge Judy.
I liked it. She's a great person.
Who is?
Judge Judy, of course.
He once told me he had cancer. and let me believe it for like 5 hours before he told me that he was joking.
So what's she talking about?
He thought it would be funny.
He's a very bad person as far as I'm concerned.
It wasn't funny.
He's very manipulative.
He just doesn't tell the truth. I mean, he lies a lot.
I just know that in the end, he'll lose.
I guess I have to be less gullible.
No more loans. But you know what? They are nice people. I have to say that. Dad's a nice guy.
Try to identify people who lie sooner, I suppose. Not trust people so much.
It is what it is. You know what I'm saying?